seems to point in a very fascinating direction as to what the Simcha of Chanukah is about, and the Nes of Chanukah is about. The Megillas Tainis asks the following question. How come Chanukah was 8 days? Why did the Chashmonaim make it for 8 days? Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was Mechanech the Mishkan, it was for 7 days. When Shlomo HaMelech was Mechanech the Mikdash, it was for 7 days. Why did the Chashmonaim have 8 days? Says the Megillas Tainis, because when they came into the Heichal, it was Tomei, and it took them 8 days to fix the Mizbeach and to cleanse the Beis HaMikdash. Then asks the Megillas Tainis, so why do we light Neiris? Why did they, were they misakin to light Neiris? Says the Megillas Tainis, because when they came into the Heichal, they were able to lit Neiris. And there seems to be a glaring omission from this Megillas Tainis. The omission is the Nes of the Pach Shemen. The Pach Shemen that was found by the Chashmonaim that had the Chosam Eishel Kohen Gadol, which we all know is a cornerstone of the entire story of Chanukah, the entire Nes of Chanukah, seems to be omitted. Indeed, if one looks at the Al HaNisim, it's also omitted. In Al HaNisim, all it says is, Ufinu is, they won the war, Ufinu is Eichalecha, the Tiaru is Mikdashecha, the Hidliku Neirois Bechatzreis Kodshecha. And they lit Neirois Bechatzreis Kodshecha. And it doesn't say anything about finding the Pach Shemen. So in order to understand this and to explain this, I think we have to get in touch a little bit with what the Simcha and the Nes of Chanukah really was. We all know that on Purim, as opposed to Chanukah, there is a mitzvah to eat a Suda. There's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim. In fact, there's a mitzvah of Sudas Purim of Avad Lo Yada, which is perhaps would be considered the greatest simcha of physical eating and drinking. Whereas Chanukah does not have that mitzvah. There's actually no mitzvah of Suda on Chanukah. And the question, of course, is why. And we're all familiar with the Teretz. And the Teretz is that the Purim, the Klal Yisrael, was in jeopardy, was in physical jeopardy. And in their physical jeopardy, they were saved from physical jeopardy. And therefore, the Simcha is a Simcha of physical Hana. Whereas on Chanukah, it was spiritual jeopardy. They were taken, the Beis HaMikdash was Tameh, they were Mevatel the Tamid, they weren't able to do the Avodah. And there was jeopardy that Torah would be forgotten, and therefore the victory over that is a spiritual victory. So it's yamim of halo v'haidah, not yamim of food. But that really is only half of the story. The Bach explains why was it that way? Why was the Nes of Purim and the Simcha of Purim and the Hatzolah from Purim, why was that a physical one, whereas on Chanukah it was spiritual? And he says the following. The reason why Klal Yisrael was in physical jeopardy on Purim is because they were nene from the Suda, they enjoyed the Suda of Achashverosh. And since they enjoyed the Suda of Achashverosh, which they should not have gone to and they shouldn't have been partaken in, therefore, there was a gzeira on them that their gufim should be destroyed, should be killed. And they had to do tshuva. What was their tshuva? Their tshuva was a physical tshuva. That tshuva was tsumu alai, fast, don't eat, don't drink, tainus esther, 3 days of no drinking, no eating. So their chet was physical, the gzera was physical because of the chet, and their tshuva was a physical tshuva. Therefore, the simcha, the nitzachain, the simcha is a suda of Purim, a physical simcha. Says the Bach, but the tshuva, the attack in the days of Yavon was not an attack that was physical because Klal Yisrael, physically, they did the Avodah. They did not do any Dvar Masurim, but they were Hisrashlu ba'Avodah. They weren't excited. They weren't inspired. They weren't joyous in their Simcha. They weren't passionate about their Simcha of in Avodah Hashem. Since they were weakened in their resolve for Avodah Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away from them. There was a gzeira on their Avodah. They could no longer bring the Karbonis, the Beis HaMikdash became Tameh. Therefore, what was their tikkun? Their tikkun on that was that they had to be Meiser Nefesh for Avodah. Their Mesiris Nefesh for the Avodah, they had to strenuously give things up. They had to strenuously sacrifice and sacrifice to be able to get back into the Beis HaMikdash, to be able to netahir the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, and says the Bacha, just one more line, he'eru nafshon, they inspired their heart, their nefesh, to be oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu with joy and passion. Therefore, I would argue that whereas physically it's a rededication of the temple, Chanukah, but Chanukah was a rededication of the Chashmonaim, a rededication of Yiddishkeit, a rededication of spirituality amongst Klal Yisrael. Therefore, if that was the tikkun, if that was the tshuva, therefore the simcha is a spiritual simcha, and that's why we don't have a Sudas Chanukah as we do a Sudas Purim. It could be that this is the emotion that the Chashmonaim had when they were able to enter the Beis HaMikdash. They couldn't do any avodah. They cleaned strenuously. They cleaned the mikdash for 8 days. They finuas echalecha, but tiaruas mikdashecha. But they were able to do one avodah, a vestige of one avodah, a vestige of the avodah that was done. They were able to light the menorah. Perhaps that simcha, the joy that they were able to come back and get what they had lost, that was the joy of Chanukah, and that's why they were kaveya that we light neiros. The Megillas Tainus omits the nes of the Pach Shemen, because the nes of the Pach Shemen wasn't the essence of the Simcha. That just showed that everything was a nes ben HaShemayim, that everything that happened was a nes. But the essence of the Simcha was that they were able to come back and rededicate themselves and rededicate the Beis HaMikdash. And they were able to do a mitzvah. They were able to do something that was a vestige of an avodah. They were able to light neiros. So the Megillas Tainus says, Chanukah is 8 days because that's what it took him to be Matar of the Mikdash. And why do we light Neiros? We light Neiros because they were able to light Neiros. And it was such a joy that they were able to light Neiros. So we, when we light our Neiros tonight, when we light the first Neiros tonight, we should have in mind that it should be a bit of a rekindling of our own spirits in Avodas Hashem and learning HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, davening, being more kavua in our limudim and in our tefillas, and we should be re-inspired and re-inspire ourselves and our chaverim in Avodas Hashem. Just one more point. I know it's a bit late. And again, I have to apologize to those that were waiting. We did have an emergency over here, and I had to deal with the police. And I have to thank those that called me to remind me to get back on the phone, because it was just impossible. One last word. When we make the brachos, of course, the halacha is that one is supposed to make all the brachos prior, the first three, all three brachos prior to actually kindling the ner, the first ner, and any subsequent night make all the brachas, both the two brachas before we kindle any ner. And I would just like to say that the Mishnah Berurah says, and this is something that I believe is not practiced properly, in the bracha of Shechianu, the Mishnah Berurah and many Paiskim say that the proper bracha is not Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh, but is actually lizman hazeh, with a chirik and not a pasach. Okay? Afrael and Chanukah to everyone, and thank you for listening, and have a wonderful day. Thank you.